Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai teama, E momo lava piki, pe te tato tamana italangi, Motana tauhinga, Manahaka manuyanga, Mogitato uma. Mate ola mate malohe ku mau e gitato, Tokatino in tato tamohaina bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mālo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare mo te ngā lue mālohi mo te tautō mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mālo ni, te ama.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
It's not that Follow.
God is so good this morning because we woke up. A lot of people didn't wake up, but we thank God for this miracle that He's actually given us and blessed us with the breath of life, and now that we are here again this beautiful morning. And as we normally do, before we do come on air with our beautiful guest speaker this morning, we're going to open our program with the word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the gift of life and the breath of life. We thank you, dear Lord, that many things that you have given to us, We thank you for the many blessings. And today, Father, is the topic that we're giving out this morning. It's about managing your child's behavior, and also with our guest speaker, that you bless her. And that is Chantal Ina. Thank you, Lord, so much. And those that are looking for answers, may you bless them, Lord, through this program. We give glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm dying alone. Hallelujah, good enough for me. Give me that old talking about religion that we used to have. Give me that old time religion, Lord. Hallelujah, good enough for me. Well, it was good for Paul and Silas when they were in trouble. And it will help me when I'm dying, Lord. Hallelujah, good enough for me. Give me that old. I'm talking about religion that we used to have. Give me that old time. Hallelujah, good enough. And on behalf of Te Ama, I'd like to welcome our beautiful listeners this morning. How you have always been able to tune in and listen to Te Ama Pacifica Health radio program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. And of course, you can listen in or live streaming anywhere around the country or overseas online. www.planetaudio.org.nz. And this morning I would like to introduce to you our beautiful speaker this morning, and her name is Chantal Ina. And you know what? I just got her this morning and I said, you have no choice but to come with me. She's a very beautiful young mother of three children, and very soon you're going to be hearing her beautiful voice. She's also a singer, and she has been given this gift of that beautiful, strong, powerful voice. So, kia ora ana and welcome Chantal this morning. How are you?
Kia ora ana, whale. I'm very well, thank you.
Kia ora ana. So, would you like to share with our listeners this morning about a little bit of yourself?
Sure thing. Good morning to all the listeners out there. My name is Chantal Ina. I'm a 33-year-old single mother who has three lovely boys. I was born in New Zealand and brought up in the wonderful Pacific island named the Cook Islands. I'm sure, like, you know, my grandparents are both fruit salads. They're from all over the islands. There's 15 islands altogether. One of them that I know is I'm from the island of, small little island of Aachu. And I've been a single mother of my own, on my own, for like nearly 15 years, thanks to the support of my grandparents, my mum, my dad, my siblings, aunties, families, cousins, and everyone around me. You know, I really thank them for being there for me and supporting me and my kids.
Well, thank you, Chantal. The other thing I was going to say to you, thank you so much for the introduction of yourself. She is, like I said, she's a beautiful single mother of 33. And also, would you like to shout out to those that has been in your life supporting you?
Yeah, sure. I just sent out a message to most of my my texts. If you didn't receive it, I don't know what's going on with your phone. But shout out to my mom. You know who you are. My stepdad, if you're listening. My siblings. I know I've got five of them. I've got four of them that's here now. One's in Australia. And to all my cousins, aunties and uncles out there that received my text this morning that I'll be going live this morning.
Very good. And you also mentioned that 15 islands in the Cook Islands, but the beautiful Atiwa, is that what you're...
Yes, yeah. Beautiful island of Atiwa. Uh-huh.
What's different about Atiwa?
Oh, nothing's different, basically. Each island has their own different attractions and the way they've been brought up on each, you know, when they were growing up and everything, but yeah.
Yes, so you were born here in New Zealand.
Yes.
And so do you remember when you, your first day at school?
In kindy or in primary?
Primary?
Yeah. To be honest, I would have to say I wasn't a fan of going to school. Uh-huh. I'm always, correct me if I'm wrong, Mum, I'm always going to school crying in tears and I don't even want to be at school. I think this one happened, this started happening when I was going to kindergarten. That's probably the furthest memory that I've remembered when I was little, that I'm always running to the corners and just crying my eyes out when I get dropped off. I wasn't a fan of going to school when I was small, but then as time went by growing up, I was brought up by my grandparents, by the way. They taught me life. They taught me that, you know, when I do get older, I'll be able to do things on my own and they won't be around all the time. Even though with all their support, I love their support and I love them so dearly. But, yeah, for school, I wasn't a fan of school until probably... when I started going to school in the islands. I think it's just basically the people around you that you grow up with, that they will always be there no matter what.
Mm. Thank you for that, Chantal. And also you mentioned your grandparents and how they brought you up
mm-hmm.
to be, you know, independent because they're not going to be around
mm-hmm.
always. And so they taught you principles of life,
yes.
you know, the values of life. And so now being a mother to your three beautiful, handsome boys
mm-hmm.
and you've been looking after them for the last 13 years.
Yes.
Yes, because earlier on I was actually having a conversation with Chantal and to tell her, complimenting her how beautiful her boys are, and they really are. I've seen them, and they go up bright, and also they look so happy. You've done a good job, Chantal, in saying that our topic this morning is about managing your child's behavior. And you also shared with me, you know, the way that you have disciplined and brought up your children, and yes. your children knows exactly about their behavior, whether at home, in public. Yeah? Want to share that with us?
Yes, sure. I'll be honest, like, my family that's listening to me right now, like, I've got my stubbornness from my grandfather. You know, he's not here today. He's passed on, like, it's been 5 years now without him. It's hard, I'm still mourning for him, but I always run to him. Every time I'm in trouble with my grandmother, I'm always running to him. And I'm always getting away with everything. my grandfather, he's taught me how to stand up for myself, know what's right. Stand on your two feet and just be strong, stand your grounds. And if you'd be getting, like, you know, like, you'd be getting a lot of hidings from your grandfather, no matter how much trouble you're in or even the little mistakes that you've done with, like when I was with my grandparents, you'll still get a hiding. And I'm, what you call it? I've been brought up with no father, and my grandfather has been the only male figure in my life, besides my stepdad. And growing up with my auntie and uncle, well, my mum's siblings, I always call them by their names and always call my grandparents mum and dad. But then as I started growing up, they taught me that they were my grandparents, they are my grandparents, and that my mum is in New Zealand. I went into my grandparents' lives probably won't recall, I think 2, 3. I was still young when, I was still little when my grandparents took me into their lives. And that's when they taught me a lot of discipline. I was stubborn. I was like, you know, I'll recall that, like, you know, I was really stubborn when I was little. Never listened, always running away. Running away from work, chores, little chores that our generation these days don't like doing. But I really appreciate my grandparents for the way they brought me up, their upbringing of life, like potentials and how to look after yourself and just to do well in life. And, you know, my grandparents did say, but I have no choice. Like, whatever they do, wherever they go, I listen, I follow. I'm just really thankful for my grandparents. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today. Like, I wouldn't be the person I am right now.
Yeah, from then, Chantel, they have taught you to be confident. Everything that they have shared with you, you know, upbringing, because they want you to be that person.
Yes.
They want you to be blessed. And so you're a young mother now with your
three boys.
Beautiful boys, handsome boys, rather. And also, I see you are very confident. I also noticed that you do belong to the group of young people and that you come together and play sports. So in that way, you know, for being a solo mom for 13 years and still being able to look after yourself. And what I'm saying here, she's quite young and fit, and whatever her secrets of staying fit, I actually saw her one morning walking around the block where they stay. And she didn't see that I was looking at her walking. And that would be part of her secret of staying fit. And not only that, she belongs to a Christian group of young people. But the most thing that I've noticed with her is her singing gift. Yeah? So you are living your life as a young person, even though a mother of three boys, 33 years old, you're living life to the full, right?
Mm.
Yes. Share that with young people who are listening in the same situation, and often they like to hear counseling from others who are in the same situation.
All right. You know, I would say, like, my advice to those ones out there who's like single parent, single mothers or fathers, don't be too hard on yourself. Just be who you are. Do what you know what's best for yourself and your children. Don't let anyone put you down, no matter how hard they try. Always keep your head up high. My grandfather taught me that. My family taught me that. Everyone taught me that. Don't worry about what people say about you. They've got nothing else to talk about but talk about other people. But deep down in their heart, they're the worst ones. You know, the people out there listening to me, you may hate me or whatever, I don't really care, because this is the way I was brought up. If you love yourself, you love your family, you love your children, do it for your children. Don't do it for anyone else. Because if you do it for someone else, then you're not helping yourself out. So always keep your head up high, be strong, and just do your best. Just keep moving forward, never turn back. If you fail, pick it up. Pick up the mistakes that you've done and start all over again. Because trust me, I've been there. I've done that all my life. Been there, done that. And I failed so many times, and I kept moving, and I am, look where I am now. I'm even on the radio station. I'm really grateful, and I'm really thank you. I'm thanking you, Fale, for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak with you, and you know, to know the people out there that is really having a hard time going through life.
Thank you. But your grandparents also brought you up in church, right?
Yes,
and always said, put God first. And now that's where I've seen you singing with your youth group. So do you want to share that part of your life, you know, your Christian part of your life?
Sure. My background family are both musical. My grandfather, you know, I've learned a lot of things from the both of them. My grandfather, he's more of the musician side. So both families. For those who doesn't know my grandfather, they've known him as Elvis. And that's the name that I've named my little boy, my 2-year-old son, named after my granddad. And a famous king of rock and roll. Yes, I was brought up in church. I had no choice. For those who knows what I'm talking about, I had no choice but to go to church. I started learning how to play keyboard, piano, guitar, and then started singing. And pretty much. Yeah, my grandparents, I've learned a lot from them, from all, like, everything, from singing to even helping out with our youth leader in Eldon Church that's supporting the youth. I even helped out with choir songs and praise and worship. That's pretty much it. Yes, I love to sing. I don't know, it's just a habit. If you love what you're doing, you just keep doing it.
I should have brought the ukulele so she would actually do a solo for you live on air, but I didn't think quick enough to do that. But she really does have a very powerful voice in singing. She gets up there, she gets everybody stopped what they're doing and sing along with her. And it's such a beautiful gift from God. And also, looking at our topic this morning is about managing your child's behavior, which you have shared some. Helping children to learn to behave the way you want them to is one of the most important jobs of being a parent.
Mm.
Yeah? And I see that, you know, smile in your face with regards to how you've always managed to keep your children well behaved, you know, in public. Yeah.
To be honest, every little thing that I was with, obviously, I'll go back to my grandparents. Mm-hmm. Any little mistakes that we did, we get a hiding from it. You know, to be honest, to tell you the truth, the children these days, youth are so lucky. Youth are very lucky that youth didn't get the discipline and the hidings and everything that we got back in our days. We learned from our mistakes, and that's how I am towards my boys. I don't want my boys growing up to not knowing what life is all about, and my grandparents, again, for being there with them. Yeah, maybe tough, but then you know, forgive me for some of those, some of the parents out there that's not being really hard on their kids. Honestly, the kids has taken over the parents, to be honest. And we didn't like that. Back in our days, like, we let our grandparents or our parents take over us. We were brought up to learn and to respect our elders, our older folks, not using them like they're one of our friends. That's not how our life is all about. If you really want to succeed in life, if you really want, because honestly, when you lose your parents, when you lose your grandparents, who are you going to turn to? You're not going to be turning to your friends. You're not going to be turning to anyone else. You're going to be running back to your grandparents or to your parents for help. You have to love them. You got to learn to love them and appreciate, like, they brought you into this world. They helped you to get to wherever you want. You didn't go to school on your own. They enrolled you in school. You didn't get yourself a car or a phone. They got them for you. Just appreciate your parents, like what I am trying to do. Like, you know, I'm doing my best. Thank you, my grandparents and my parents, my aunties and uncles, for everything they've done for me and my kids. As I mentioned earlier, if it wasn't for my family, my grandparents, I wouldn't be here today at all. I'd probably be living on the streets, doing my own thing. But I'm so grateful that I was brought up in the right way on how to love and how to teach yourself to others and teach the people that you need to, that you want to see them growing up, succeeding in life without having a life being destroyed from something else or from someone else that's trying to put you down.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back to talk more about teaching good behavior. We'll continue with that. As children learn by copying whoever they're with, and that's what you're talking about. The people they learn most from are those closest to them, like their mums, their dads, whānau, grandparents, aunties and uncles. And we're going to continue to talk about that, teaching good behavior, when we come back. So to our beautiful listeners, you've been listening to Chantal Ina, single mother of handsome three boys for 13 years, still maintaining good health, and a very beautiful woman with a powerful singing voice. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, bear the news to every land. Find the steeds and cross the waves, onward tears our Lord's command. Jesus saves.
Above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves, sing and try. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. If the wind's a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice.
Kia ora na and welcome back. Talo falava malo elele, nizambula binaka. Welcome back to Te Ama Radio program every Tuesday, 11:35 a.m., Planet FM 104.6. And talo falava malo le soifua. And also welcome back to our beautiful, beautiful guest speaker, Chantal Ina, this morning, who's made a good job of looking after her children as a single mom for 13 years. And still maintaining good health and very beautiful woman with a powerful singing voice. And, of course, her youngest boy, who is 2 years old now, going on three, will be three next June. Man, we're going to have to celebrate his birthday when he's three, because he's actually named after the grandfather, who is Elvis, and also a very musical, talented family. Welcome back, Chantal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kia ora. So I will continue with talking about teaching good behavior, which she has been doing. I'm sure you all agree with me how Chantal has made a good job of bringing up her children for 13 years. If you want your child to behave in a certain way, they need you to show them. If you want them to behave in a kind and a calm way, they need to see you often being kind and calm. And this is how they learn, as Chantal have shared before. And she says she's loved to be able to share from her own experience about bringing up her children as a single mom. Kia ora, Chantal. So give us some more tips of how you've been able to handle the three handsome boys of yours. Elvis is the name of the youngest one.
Yes, he is. My little one, he's basically named after my granddad, which is Ngatungane Elvis Ina. Yeah, I'm really hard on my boys. My family hates it, because they know I'm really hard and tough on my kids. It's just like when they know they've done something, they get scared. I just click my tongue and I just, you know, do a little noise and they'll jump. Yes, I discipline them. I give them hidings because, especially my older boy, he really picks on my second son. Any little thing that that he does, the older one jumps like he's gonna do something to him. I always turn around and tell him this, that one of these days, what if something happened to my second boy? What if he's done something to him? He's not going to be forgiving himself for what he's done. And for me personally, like, as a mother, if something happens to your kids, like, that'll be the last thing you do not want to happen. The way my grandparents has brought me up and taught me how to live life is the same way I'm teaching my kids. Because yes, my kids, I'm a single mother that was brought up with no father but my grandfather, and that applies to my three boys as well. Life was complicated when I ended up having kids. I didn't want my kids doing following exactly the same way I was when I was small. I was trying to break the chain. Like, you know, I don't want my kids growing up, like, even though they don't have a father, but they should realize that they have loved ones around them that supports them and that helps them out. But disciplining the boys is, you have to step your, like, you have to put your 2 feet on your kids, because the last thing you want is having your own kids running over you, and you do not want to do that. Even though if they've done something, you've taken something away from them that they love the most. Because see, for my boys, they love watching TV. They love the cartoons and everything. When they've done something wrong, or they haven't done the things they were asked to do, like their chores, I turn the TV off. And then when they ask me to put it back on, and they go say no. The only reason that is for you to is learn your mistakes. The reasons why I tell you to do this. So you can learn. Because one of these days when they have their own kids, they'll realize what life is all about. And they'll go back to the time that their parents and grandparents and families around them, they've been teaching them the exact way of how we were brought up in our lives too.
Thank you so much for that. We'd like to come to talk about tantrums. Do you know our time has gone really fast this morning? There we've got about 7 more minutes left.
Oh, okay.
As it goes fast, isn't it? Yeah. So we'd like to just to touch on tantrums. You know, most small children have tantrums. Here are some tips to stop tantrums before they start and to help your child when they do have a tantrum. What do you do? Or it sounds like that the three boys of yours know not to have tantrums.
Mm, yes, yeah? They know. They know exactly. Because, like I mentioned before, that they get really scared at when they know they've done something wrong. When they know they've done something wrong, they run off either or go and hide, or they back away when I start coming towards them. Look, I have, like, I'll be honest, I haven't even touched them and they're already crying. Because that's how hard I am with my kids. Even my grandmother, like, she's been looking after them as well. But then it's the way my kids are towards my grandparents. Their attitude is different. But when they come back to me, I'll be like, that I am not who you think I am. I'm not your grandparents. I'm not your aunties or uncles for you to do that to me. And like I said, you got to stand your feet on them. For tantrums, oh, I love tantrums. I really love tantrums. Like, you know, if any kid starts having little tantrums in front of me, I will go to them, because I will. Whether the mom or dad is there, I will go to them. Because I will show you all how my sons behave well. But even when it comes to public, in public with other people, when I'm a straight-up person. Whether you're in front of people or with people, I will say what I have to say. If I know that my son or my kids has done something wrong, I will tell them off, whether there's people around. Because they're not going to be the ones that's there 24/7 with your kids. It's yourself. Yourself or your partner. So be hard on them. Like, you know, even my family hates it when I'm hard on my kids. And that's why there were times like, oh, we're going to come and pick up the kids. And I'm like, you know, I have, like, I either give them a second thought of, like, should I give them? But other than that, like, you know, that's why I love my family. They know so much about me and my kids, and they just come and take the kids off my hands, and I allow them to go and have their time off with whoever they are with or whoever comes and picks them up. But yeah, for tantrums, just don't give up. Especially my little one, he'll give me, like, the puppy dog eyes and everything. Like, it doesn't work for me. No matter what, never give up on the tantrums. Because the moment you've given in, that's it. It'll be hard for you to control them.
Mm. You know, there's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And which is saying, you know, that your children know who loves them.
Yep.
You know, there are people
exactly
around them that really love and support them. And also you mentioned before about, you know, these generations, these children today, they don't know how lucky they are.
No, they don't.
In our generations, we had to earn
everything. That is true.
And today they are given. Yeah, they're just given what? They're given cars,
they're given phones, whatever they need, laptops, computers. It's just,
yeah, that's amazing. It makes you wonder, like, how we appreciate little things when, you know, in our generation we were brought up, like, nothing like this. But look at today. Do you think they appreciate all these things that's just given to them? with never earned?
Well, to be honest, I think they're just showing off, like, to their friends, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I'm like the princess, or I'm the mommy's boy or mommy's girl. That's, like, that doesn't work around these days. That's why I was mentioned, that's why, as I mentioned earlier, that you are so lucky that you get away with everything. If that was us in our days, we have to earn what we want. If you want a phone, we have to earn it. But these days, I don't know, but I just wish that the parents out there, like, be really hard on their kids. And then, like, you know, yes, we all love our kids, but we got no choice, but we just have to do our part to our kids. Because once they take over, that's it. They're going to be the parents instead. So you're going to be the slaves to them, which you do not want that to happen. But just be really hard on your kids. Say, let me rephrase that. Don't be like myself, like being hard on my boys. You know what's best for your kids. Just do your part. Whether they like it or not, they have to know that you are the boss. You brought them into this world.
That you hold the authority, yeah, because you know what is best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned the word before also, that you had no choice, because once whatever your parents or grandparents are saying to you, we have to obey and listen, you know, have no choice. But look at today, you know, the children today, they have so many choices.
They have.
Well,
they'll be wasting a lot of moments and chances.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about tantrums. So it says about give your child time to say what they want to feel, and know the times when your child is likely to have a tantrum, such as when they are tired, hungry, or frustrated. Have food or drink on hand, or give them something else to do to calm them down. Let your child know when change is coming, like when it's almost time to go home. It sounds like you've already have this well organized with your children, but these are just some hints that's given out to some of our listeners who probably do not know the difference of having authority over a child and having a child controlling a parent.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Where else, when you brought up those children, like you're saying, you know, discipline them, not too hard on them. Yeah, but you're saying that we understand as parents, you know, what to do with our children. There's a way where we can be hard in disciplining, as well as teaching them to appreciate, you know, what we never had.
Yes, exactly.
And we are coming close to the end of our time. As a young mother, single mother for 13 years, bringing up your children, mother and father, to them at the same time, not easy, but you've done well. And you're still able to maintain good health, maintain your well-being, and good looks, looking fit at 33 years old. And it's a nice way also to growing up with your three boys. So they will keep you fit, won't they, really? and also the good voice that God has given you.
Thank you.
What would you like your listeners to take home with them from our presentation today?
Love your parents. That's all I want to say, is to they'll never be around. Just love your mum and dad, love your grandparents. Just be thankful for that you are in this world today. It may be crazy, the world may be crazy and everything, but you still have your family that loves you. Always keep your head up high. Stay strong. It may be hard. We know, like, you know, we all know that we love our children and our families.